This is the Bob and Tom Show. Thanks very much for joining us. We're live in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. On the Bob and Tom app, you will see Christy Lee thrusting her butt in the air, knocking that thing into the hole.
All right. A little more explanation, please.
That thing is a dry erase pen being knocked into a wastebasket. It's part of a new challenge. What is it, the booty flip challenge?
That's right.
Oh, there you go. I got it right this time.
Booty.
You can see that. A tosser is that man, Pat McAfee. He's here with us in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. Thanks very much for joining us, along with his sidekick, Todd McComas. Lots of podcasting coming up from these guys, courtesy of Barstool Sports. Find out what they got going on. A lot of big stuff coming in the future as they get their thing up and running. We're going to talk now to Christy Lee and see what's going on over there at the Bob and Tom News Desk.
I got some big news.
What's that?
I was just invited to the American Cornhole Organization World Championships 12.
Wow.
Nice.
There's been 11 of them,
of course.
I guess.
Uh-huh.
XII is 12.
Right. Yep, that's right.
You are an excellent cornhole player.
These people have no idea.
But how good you are?
Yeah, they play against each other, and they rank each other, and I'm just in there playing against professional athletes in the locker room, just, you know, collecting cake. I can't wait to walk in there with a whole outfit like it's World Series of Poker. I'm going to get sponsors, and I'm going to go win that damn thing. I think you win a championship belt.
Oh,
where,
really?
Where is the championship?
The guy who invited me is from Ohio.
I think it is in Ohio.
Really?
I think so.
The one I was going to go to a couple years ago was in Knoxville, Tennessee.
Oh, maybe it moves around.
Might be a traveling one.
There was a lot of confusion when they had the cornhole championships.
Maybe it's an elaborate ruse, and there's someone who wants the ultimate Indianapolis Colts collectible, and they're going to kidnap you and keep you in their basement.
That's what my mom would say. That's a good movie.
Remember when Kareem Abdul-Jabbar got kidnapped by Robert Vaughn in basketball? I think we all learned from that.
What?
That's as underrated a comedy as I've seen.
Basketball? Mm-hmm. I love that movie.
Want to go lay some carpet?
So, I'm sorry, you don't know where the cornhole championships are?
I don't, but I mean, I'm willing to go in there and attempt to win that thing.
Sure, why not?
Yeah. Do you know when they are?
Nope. It was in July.
Have you ever been in a conversation with Tom before?
No.
I know it seems like it's a confrontational exercise, and it is.
Yeah.
You bring less to the conversation than he does.
And I'm looking at it right now. They have different events. They have doubles. They have seniors.
Oh.
This is fantastic. I'm just trying to find the date of the tournament.
I just want to be in a singles tourney, though. I don't want to rely on somebody else. Because throwing first is a big deal.
Yeah.
And if your partner can't do it.
Oh, no.
Your partner can't get you.
No, Todd and I swept through the Indy 500 last year. I think we were probably 100-0.
Yeah, I would like to start training at it.
Yeah.
Like, if we get our own set in the office, I'm looking forward to
Or if you get sent to prison.
Do they cornhole in prison?
Oh, that's all they do.
Oh, it's a whole different ball game there.
As soon as the lights go off.
Never got a bad deal.
You can't talk about that on radio, I found out.
Things you learned today. Here's Tom.
Chick continued his Fast and Furious movie marathon.
Number 5 yesterday.
This week, the Chickster providing KFC in a bucket.
The Colonel.
Yeah,
I wore the bucket on my head.
Very nice. let's see now. Oh, today is the vernal equinox.
Correct.
Hi, Vernal.
We'll put our Tim Kavanaugh equinox song
July 26th.
Up in the Bob and Tom. Shaquille O'Neal has decided that he's going to announce that the Earth is flat.
I'm not arguing with Shaq.
He joins a bunch of other dumbasses that are trying to get little kids to think that science is wrong.
Call me a dumbass.
We heard a great tweet. Do you remember the tweet that involved, you remember the one about the storm? Anybody remember how it went? Yeah. Can you remember how?
A meteorologist wrote a,
he drew
a big penis onto the weather map.
Yes.
And he was fired.
But the anchors laughed.
Yeah, the anchors laughed, but
and
he
then
was promptly fired.
36 hours later? Baltimore leveled by a dick storm.
Giant dick storm.
So who was right?
Yes.
The weatherman.
Some idiot in Australia, his friends urged him to jump into a river full of crocodiles at 2:45 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
He was attacked.
Oh, yeah.
Authorities say he was lucky to get out. He was almost drowned by the croc. He's okay now. In Bay Hill, Florida, the famous golf course, Arnold Palmer's golf course, one of the golfers hit a alligator with his hand on purpose, and the alligator went right in the water. That could have been much funnier if he turned around and attacked. Pat McAfee going to Las Vegas after winning a very special bet with his friends from Barstool Sports. He will continue to see what's happening with the Sweet 16 and lay his money down. Speaking of which, Chick McGee did his special Orange Insoles Sweet 16 picks. We'll review those again tomorrow.
V-Dub X, Kansas, Michigan, Florida, Baylor, North Carolina, UCLA.
Okay. And then Christy, I'm not sure what the term is, bumped V-Dub. A magic marker with her butt W-T. Into a trash can.
Booty flipped.
The booty flip. It's a new internet craze. Huh. We'll see if it takes off. And apparently Tom Brady's Super Bowl 51 jersey has been found in a foreign country.
In the possession of a member of the foreign sports
legion?
People, the foreign legion attending.
Okay, that certainly makes sense.
This has Kim Jong-un written all over it. This is something he'll
think
do.
Think of words okay. to you.
We'll see what happens. We'll have more on that tomorrow. This is the Bob and Tom Show.